North Korea's decision to pull out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty also dominated the agenda of a four-day state visit to Russia by Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. Koizumi and Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a joint statement expressing deep concern over the move by Pyongyang. But as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, Japan, and Russia, each has its own concerns about the North Korean situation.
Russia shares a common border with North Korea, and Japan worries North Korean missiles could someday be equipped with nuclear warheads capable of striking its territory. But despite Putin and Koizumi's joint written declaration, their rhetoric differs. Prime Minister Koizumi demanded North Korea immediately reverse its decision to pull out of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT. President Putin, however, sounded more conciliatory.
Russia выступает за безъядерный статус.
Russia is in favor of a non-nuclear Korean peninsula and strengthening the non-proliferation regime, Putin said during a joint appearance with Koizumi at the Kremlin. At the same time, Putin stressed that North Korea was leaving the door open to negotiations. Russia's softer approach has irritated Bush administration officials like the U.S. ambassador to Russia, Alexander Vershbow.
The Russians are still showing a tendency towards denial of the significance of the threat, and they need to wake up fast.
In fact, Russian officials like Atomic Energy Minister Alexander Rumyantsev do play down the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Technically speaking, Rumyantsev said, the Korean potential is not great enough to bring serious destabilization to the world. Rumyantsev asserted that North Korea has no nuclear weapons. But the minister warned, in the current strained atmosphere, other nations might be tempted to follow its lead. Senior State Department officials say they've given Russia a thorough briefing on North Korea's nuclear threat. Last year, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld chastised Russia for its cordial ties with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il. Now, though, Bush administration officials like Ambassador Vershbow want Russia to use its influence with Kim Jong-il.
We are urging the Russians to come down much harder on the North and to insist that they come back into compliance with their obligations under the NPT and, you know, basically pull back from the brink.
Mikhail Nosev, a Russian expert on North Korea, acknowledges Russia has a special understanding of the North Korean regime because of the Soviet Union's ties to Pyongyang. But Nosev cautions that Russia's clout is limited.
You know, the North Koreans are very tough people. You know, it's not so easy to have a leverage on the North Korean policy.
Nosev, like the Russian government, favors a policy of dialogue with North Korea and warns that further sanctions against Pyongyang will backfire.
I'm quite sure it will be a failure. You should think about the people who are living in North Korea. And it will be very easy for them to explain, you know, look, you are starving because those bloody American imperialists are blockading our country.
And if the Russians seem to be less alarmed at the Korean situation than the Americans, it may be because they're convinced the bellicose rhetoric out of Pyongyang is merely a ploy to extract economic concessions. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.